Okay, what's the next story?
All right, 下面的报道呢，听起来可能让很多人都觉得很后怕。以后在购买 USB 充电器等电子产品的时候呢，千万不要图好看或者图便宜，因为它背后呢隐患呢会带来非常严重的后果。澳洲每日新闻的这篇报道说呢，当地一女子戴着耳机捧着笔记本电脑的时候呢，遭触电身亡。Aussie Daily News says a woman wearing headphones and holding a laptop has been found dead withburns to her ears and chest in a suspected electrocution. Her death was prompted warnings from authorities against buying cheap and approved USB chargers or adapters. Investigators have since seized a range of devices from a mobile accessory shop in Campsie following the death.
Fair Trading Commissioner Rod Stowe said a non-compliant device was found at the scene and other similar products could pose a fatal risk to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Stowe said their concern is that these USB chargers are implicated in this electrocution and said the devices pose a serious risk of electrocution or fires. The trader is now facing prosecution, which could result in a fine of up to $87,000 or 2 years imprisonment, or $875,000 in fine, mm-hmm. for a corporation.
And I think this is not the first time that we heard about similar news that people got hurt or even have the fatal result from these digital devices.
Well, let's be clear. It's actually not from the digital devices.
It's from the charger.
And what happens inside the charger is that, you know, there's a transformer. It steps down the voltage from 240 volts in China to the 3.5 volts or 9 volts or whatever the low voltage is that the device uses. So there must be some sort of contact within the transformer, within the charger, some sort of contact between the mains wire going in and the output wire. So mains power is going directly through, you know, the 240 volts is going directly through and will perhaps electrify the metal parts of these devices. We've had similar stories here in China with these Shanghai chargers for mobile phones. So please, whatever you do, even if you buy a Shanghai mobile phone,at least buy yourself an authentic, genuine charger, because that's where the problem seems to lie.
Yeah, I believe that women are more easily to become victim of such things, you know, because when they selected chargers or adapters, they pay too much attention to the color and the shape and things like that.
Well, as long as it's a genuine one, you know, made by the manufacturer of your device, preferably, so that it matches,you know, it's very shocking, very worrying. The other worrying thing would be some people leave the things on at night charging. I do it myself. And they leave the phone on at night, perhaps near the bed. Well, if you're using a Shanghai charger, it could burst into flames.
Yeah, exactly. And before we move on to our next topic, I would like to share a comment from our listener. Here we have a listener named Luo Rong saying that I'm also for the boy who has long hair. He has his own right to have long or short hair.
Oh, there you go. There's a difference of opinions on the show.
Yeah,
we always welcome a difference of opinion. So thanks for that. Yeah, very interesting to get that kind of... feedback so far. The feedback from listeners so far is 100% in support of the boy.
Yeah.
I wonder if by the end of the show that might have changed. If you've got an opinion on it, well, please do let us know.
Yeah, we're waiting for that.